It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the top regional news stories of the week. A new year, a new session for the state legislature, and a new vow to play nice. There was a bill introduced that would put an end to lame duck sessions. How likely is that to see the light of day, Jack?
Probably completely unlikely. This is sort of a reaction to the momentous lame duck session last time, which probably was the most momentous in history, where they passed right to work and a number of other things. But there's always going to be a need for lame duck sessions, and people will let off a little steam about this, but nobody's going to pass a bill saying you can't have one.
Well, there was another bill introduced that would make it easier to file a Freedom of Information request. As you know, getting information from some agencies is worse than getting a root canal. Any chance for this one, Jack?
Well, it's questionable. In fact, I think the bill was aimed at least as much at keeping costs down, for putting a limit on the cost that agencies can charge. Under the Freedom of Information Act, government agencies are supposed to give any member of the public, not just journalists, any document within 5 business days or explain why not. And this covers everything except some personnel records and some other perhaps extremely sensitive matters. But some government agencies, whether school boards or townships or cities, have begun charging what some people think are exorbitant costs, and they want to put a limit on this. So I really don't know. The same person introducing this bill was the man who introduced the bill to make right to work happen, Mike Shirkey. So he's in the Republican majority, but it remains to be seen how much of a priority this is.
Well, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation stirred some anger when it ran a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal. What was all the fuss about, Jack?
Well, the ad sort of touted Michigan as a place to do business, especially now because right to work had been passed. And, of course, right to work is still very controversial. Not to mince words politically, this was a very stupid move from the MEDC to do, and probably from the standpoint of Governor Snyder and his supporters, because it is being seen by a lot of people sort of unnecessarily further inflaming things and making Democrats and labor unions even more mad. And as you know, Republicans weren't unanimous on right to work. So I think that this was something that was done sort of half-cocked and without a lot of consideration.
Well, you not only mince, you chop, dice, and slice. Thank you, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too.